Hi, and welcome to the Fertility Warriors podcast. I'm Robin Birkin, and I am so grateful and honoured that you're here today. From my own journey with infertility and loss to becoming a mind-body practitioner and holistic fertility coach, it is my sincere hope that I can help make your journey to conceive lighter, more supported, and easier by sharing deep emotional well-being guidance, doable conception tips, and real talk about what infertility and loss looks like. I'm here with you every step of the way. Now let's begin. Hey, and welcome back to another week of the Fertility Warriors. I do not know what it's like where you are, but here in Perth, it's been raining cat and dogs lately. Perth is usually the sunniest city, and if you know me from Instagram, you know that all I ever do is post pictures of our beautiful coastlines and our bushland and things like that. Man, it has been raining so much in Perth, and it has been so cold. You know how you have certain things in your life that you would count as total game changers? So one of those for us was a handheld little vacuum cleaner that had a cyclonic attachment. It means I don't have to really clean filters. It all kind of goes into this little cyclone area that I just empty out. But another one of those was the fireplace. And so if I have one little, before we get started, suggestion for you, it is there anything that you can add to your life that will just make things a little game changer? So also before we get started, and today's episode is actually jam-packed with really practical tools that you can implement on your journey with regard to what to tell people when they say things, how to navigate those moments when you're ambushed with people asking when you're going to have kids, and also a few tips on how to navigate your workplace. But before we get started, I want to let you know quickly about two things that are time sensitive. And so the first of those is that the doors to the reset have closed, and we'll be opening the doors in very soon. But if you would like to join the wait list, maybe you've been on the fence, maybe you've thought maybe you don't know anything about it, and you just feel like infertility has been stressing you out to the max, but you would possibly consider joining a program that showed you how to navigate that stress in a really healthy way, and perhaps even why that's a good idea. You can join the waitlist for the reset, and folks who join the waitlist get all the best bonuses and things like that, as well as first dibs when doors open. So you can join the waitlist at robinbirkin.com/the reset. But what I also wanted to talk to you about is I'm running a free event. It's on the 25th of August. So it's coming up really, really soon, but also tickets are limited. So tickets are free, but I only have a limited number of people who can join us for the event. So if you go to robinbirkin.com/mastermind, you can register your name for a free masterclass that I'm running, which is all about how to survive and cope through negative pregnancy tests and other setbacks in your life, regardless of how long or whether you're at a fertility clinic. So whether you've been trying to conceive for 6 months or 6 years, we're going to go through my 7-part release framework, and I'm going to show you how to process everything, how to deal with it, and how to get back on track and decide what your next best step is. So if you would like to learn more about a really healthy and beautiful way to navigate and move through negative pregnancy tests and other setbacks, you can head to robinbirkin.com/masterclass. But do make sure that you do that sooner rather than later, because tickets to the event are limited. It's free, but they're limited. So robinbirkin.com/masterclass. So today's podcast, let's dive in, is all about when people hit you up and ask you questions about when you're going to have children. And before I started working at an elite private girls' school, I used to work in the automotive industry. And the automotive industry, I was the advertising and promotions manager. And the company was about 97, I kid you not, 97% men. And I absolutely know that if I had told them that I was trying to conceive, that I would have been discriminated against. And as much as we want to pretend sometimes that we're not, I think that the reality is that there are just some workplaces who are not as forward thinking as others. I then moved to a private girls' school in the capacity of marketing manager and had the best boss. I actually loved working in this workplace, and this was the complete opposite. This workplace was 95% female. And that being said, particularly for those who worked in an administrative capacity, so not as teachers, the conditions really weren't the same for those who worked in the admin area. But being 95% female and having lots of teachers, there were so many people around me who were always getting pregnant. Everyone at this workplace was always talking about either their children, what it's like to be a parent, or people, so many people were getting pregnant. There were probably eight people at any given time who were expecting. And I think every single person who had been in the role before me had gone on maternity leave and then never came back. So my boss, being the loveliest person that she was, she actually had never had children herself. She said to me, kind of as a joke, but kind of not, please don't have any children soon. Please, I hope you're not going to get planning on getting pregnant anytime soon. And so we started trying to conceive, and I just didn't feel comfortable outing myself and saying, well, surprise, we're trying. But we then got to the point of doing IVF, and I had a team under me. And in order to be able to explain my absences, in order to be able to explain that sometimes I'd be coming to work late, I decided that I'm going to need to tell a small circle of people. And that was really for us, you know, like every time I announced anything, it was always because I felt like I needed my workplace to know. And prior to that, like we hadn't really told our friends, we hadn't told anyone. And it was only at the point that we were undergoing fertility treatments and I needed to start explaining some absences that we explained then to my workplace, our family, our friends, et cetera. And then I got to the point where I was like, well, if I'm outing myself, I'm outing myself. Everyone can know. So there came a point at our workplace as well where just everybody knew that that's what we were going through, because that felt easier to me than constantly navigating the questions that people were asking. And people always looking at me. And Ross and I were high school sweethearts. We started dating together when he was 16 and I was 17. So we'd been together for a long time. It wasn't like we had just gotten married and just gotten together. And then we got married, I think, when I was 28. So again, like it's not like we had only just gotten married. So we started trying to conceive when I was about 30, and we bought a house together even when we were like 22, 23, and moved out together when we were 21. So everyone had been waiting for such a long time for us to have children. All of my friends had children by this point. So we were inundated with questions, you know, about whether or not we were trying to conceive, and we tried our hardest to be coy, but there comes a certain point, and I'm sure that many of you can relate, when it's just exhausting to always have to reply to people's questions and to always have to feel, you know, even like you're lying, or feel like you just want to scream inside that you're trying. And we had a friend who had her 30th birthday. Ross and I had been trying to conceive since the beginning of the year. Her birthday was in September, October, and she was telling everyone really in a beautiful and heartfelt way that she just felt like her family wasn't complete unless she had three children. And that's perfectly acceptable for you to feel that way. And I have over the years now had many clients, many friends who have navigated secondary infertility. And I know how hard it can be when you just have a picture about what your family is going to look like. And it's the same kind of having to rearrange everything you thought life would be when it doesn't pan out the way that you thought it would pan out. The same trying month after month and it not panning out. This wasn't her story though. She felt like she needed three children for her family to be complete, but her husband wasn't on board with that. So I remember being at her birthday and she was just crying. She was like, you know, he keeps shutting me down. I just really feel in my bones that this is something that I want. I was usually pretty good with covering up my emotions, but this was one time that I had to excuse myself and go to the bathroom to reset because all I wanted to do was scream. I would give my right arm for just one. But we hadn't got to the fertility clinic yet and nobody knew that we were trying to conceive. And all I wanted to do was say to everyone, if you only knew what we were going through. And the reality is that they didn't know. So how could they know? Because we hadn't told anyone. You know, and then you navigate your journey. I remember once being at dinner and my father said, you know that if you can't have children, you would just adopt. And I'm like, whoa. And it triggers you. You just want to clap back. And I probably did. And so I know what it feels like to be in that space when everyone is asking you. I know what it's like to be at Christmas, to be at Thanksgiving, to be at all of these places and feel like all eyes are on you. So this is what I generally say to people. There is going to need to be some point when you decide whether, and a lot of the time we keep our journey secret because, I mean, sometimes there might be some shame in it. I have a lot of clients who have had a South American background and, you know, sort of a Catholic background. So there's a bit of feeling like admitting to fertility treatments doesn't really sit well with the faith. I have a lot of people who so desperately want to keep it a surprise. And to be able to have that moment of getting to 12 weeks and then saying, surprise, we're pregnant. Like it's, you know, it just happened. And then being able to announce. But there comes a certain point where you may need to decide whether having, you know, that a secret is going to be easier for you to deal with than having people constantly asking questions, navigating that. Sometimes it really is easier for it to be a little bit out in the open. I know that there's a lot of people online and particularly on Instagram who are super, super open about their journeys. And I reached a certain point when I felt like sometimes there does have to be a little bit of something just for me. And so the happy medium that we settled with in the end was I let people know we're trying to conceive. It's not easy. It's not going well. And we are in the thick of fertility treatments. We're not really going to talk about the day to day, the dates of when we're going in for things or when we'll have pregnancy tests. Because I did have one circumstance when I ended up having a positive pregnancy test, but it then ended in a miscarriage. But when I had that, I was like, actually, I don't want to tell everybody the news. So I ended up saying to people, look, we're going through IVF. It's really hard. I ended up just being super open to everybody. Anyone who wanted to know, we're going through IVF right now. I made a big announcement on my Facebook page. This was back in the day when people were super, super just posted everything on their Facebook, Facebook profiles. And I just kind of outed myself. This is what we're doing. We're going through it. By the way, if we have any news to share, we'll share it with you. And that was how we navigated things. I know some people find it easier when everybody knows all of the details. Some people really just want to keep that private and to themselves, and they don't see any reason why other people don't need to know. However, the sad reality is that we are always going to be asked the question, when are you going to try and conceive, or when do you have kids? When are you going to have kids? How many kids do you want? And we need to feel okay with people, more okay with people asking us that question, even though asking that us that question is not really something that people should do in today's society, in my opinion. So here's a few responses as to what you can say, but at some point you do need to be assertive. You are going to need to, even if you are really shy and just want to crawl into a hole, and I'll talk to you at the end about what you can do if you just really do are, completely introverted and don't, want to talk about it. But here's a few suggested responses that you can use when people ask the inevitable question, whether that's at a family function or wherever it may be. Okay. So practice in the mirror, be confident, plan for times when you may have to have some answers so that it doesn't feel like, like you've caught me off guard. So you could say things like, oh, I didn't realize, that my reproductive status was something that people talked about in small talk anymore. Is there a deadline? What am I supposed to be doing now? Should we be going home now? It's actually a really personal question to ask someone these days, and then just change the topic. So you can just say, wow, that's really personal, or wow, I didn't realize that we were still talking about that in today's society, and then change the topic. You could say something like, you know what? You are the 10th person to ask me that this week, and that is exhausting. I feel like all I do is field questions about whether or not I'm having kids. Can you ask me something else? Surely there's more to me than just my uterus. What you want is when people ask you a question, you want them to not really be able to come back and try and dive further into more questions and more trying to dive. So you want to really shut them down. You could say, actually, we're trying, but it has not been straightforward, sadly. And I actually don't really want to discuss it further or really again, but I can let you know that if we have any news to share on that front, we'll definitely share it with everyone. You could say, oh, that's a brave question, and I'm not sure I want to answer that. What if I had cancer? What if I've had recurrent losses or fertility treatments? What if I'd had a really traumatic upbringing and that brought up a lot of trauma for me, or even just none of those things and didn't want to have kids? Everybody keeps asking me that. It's making me feel so pressured. So I just really don't want to discuss that. I don't think that's an appropriate question in today's society. You could say, you know what? Everyone keeps asking me that question, but I've noticed that nobody ever asked that to Barry or whatever your husband's or partner's name is. No one's ever asking Barry that question. Why are you not asking Barry that question? All you want to know from him is like how his job's going or how the boat's going. So why don't you ask me something like how my boat or job is going and start talking about that? You could say, we're working on it, and give them a death stare. Or you could say, which is kind of the line that we started taking, we're currently with a fertility clinic. It's been really hard, and I don't really feel like discussing the ins and outs of it. It makes me really stressed. I feel also like every time we do, everybody just gives me advice on have I tried something, so please don't do that either. I've literally tried everything on the planet by this point. Can we talk about something else? And that was generally the line that we took with everyone, was just to say, oh, look, everyone's giving us advice. We just don't need it. We're trying and we're at a fertility clinic. Can we talk about something else? I promise if we have news to share, we will share it. And if you are listening to this and you're like, whoa, 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 slow down, I'm writing this down, you can go to my Instagram at Robin Birkin, and it's actually all listed there. So you'll be able to find everything I've said. You'll be able to script your own little thoughts on what you'd like to say from there, and including what I'm going to say next. So sometimes we do need to tell our work that we'll need some flexibility. So like I said, I was very honest and upfront and straightforward. I said, look, we actually are trying to conceive and we're at a fertility clinic now. This is this deal, but you might be afraid of discriminations, so you may not want to talk to them. I have a really great podcast in the archives from Jennifer Palumbo that talks about workplaces and insurance. And it was one of my favorite podcasts because of just how incredibly knowledgeable she was about it. But here's one of the things that I suggest you could say to your workplace. I've recently been diagnosed with a non-life-threatening medical disease. And in the coming months, I'm just going to need to have a few trips to hospitals, a few trips, you know, where I may be late to work very marginally because I need to go into the hospital for blood tests and things like that as well. So I'm going to need a little bit of flexibility, but I want to reassure you that my work is very important to me and I'm going to ensure I make up for any flexibility as well as keep you informed as best as possible. But I love that saying of non-life-threatening medical disease. So what I want to say, if you feel really introverted in any way, and I had a friend who did this, I've mentioned it before actually, who did this when her husband was diagnosed with cancer, and I loved it. If you want everyone to know, but you just do not want anyone to ask you questions, have you considered sending an email, just a bulk BCC email, letting people know? And the reason why I like sending an email or a text, but I like sending an email because you can include links to websites, to articles, etc., is that you can let people know in bulk. It's not as energetically draining because you don't need to go to 39 people and say, look, this is that we thought we'd let you know. This is the deal of where we're at. But you can say to people, look, this is what we're going through right now. You can script a response and have time to think about it, have time to think about the tone, how it might come across, get your words out in exactly the way that you want. And then you can tell people how they can help you. So you could say, thank you so much. We don't need flowers or gifts or anything. What would be really helpful for us is, you know, to not talk about it, but if we have any news, we'll let you know. And here's, you know, some links to some sites with some helpful information. You can let people know, you know, what things you're happy to talk about, what things you're not. You could, if you want to let people know dates, you can let them know dates. But sending it in an email really allows you to set the tone and it helps people as well, because sometimes it's awkward for them in the moment as well. We're not here to protect other people's feelings or necessarily make everybody in the world feel comfortable when the reality is that we're going through something that is really uncomfortable. However, it can help us feel not so energetically drained. It can help us let people know what we need, i.e., it's really hard for me. I'd love if anyone felt like they were scared to let me know or had any news that, you know, they wanted to share, then, you know, please feel free to let me know by a text. Sometimes it catches me off guard when people share news in big groups. That's unexpected. Please don't feel afraid to invite me to things because I still would love to come and I'd still love to support you. And so sometimes when we tell people what we want and we're really open and we're really honest, it helps people help us because, you know, when people feel uncomfortable, then sometimes they don't always do the right thing. And sometimes they feel uncomfortable asking or sometimes they ask too much. So if we can let people know how they can help us, then that helps us too. So I hope that episode has helped you. Like I said, I've written some of those scripts on Instagram. People have also jumped in the comments and told us what they have said to other people. So you can go and follow me at Robin Birkin, RobynBirkin. And don't forget, I have my masterclass coming up. So there's only limited seats to it. It's free, but the tickets are limited. And that's on the 25th of August. So make sure you head to robynbirkin.com/masterclass. ASAP and put your name down if you would like to learn some tips and skills on how to navigate negative pregnancy tests. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
You're still here. Exciting news. You've just made it to the end of the podcast, which means, my friend, you've just unlocked a secret page on my website just for my podcast VIPs. head to robinburkin.com/podcastVIP to unlock my secret page where I share heaps of stuff, including 15 unknown facts about me, my top 5 podcast episodes, and my very best free resources to help you feel better fast. Unlock your secret page at robinburkin.com/podcastVIP. But now some important formalities. This episode was recorded on the land of the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, who are the traditional custodians of the land that we work on today. We pay our respects to the owners past and present and to the ongoing living culture of Aboriginal and Torres Strait people. If you or someone you know needs immediate and significant support to cope with the emotional toll of infertility, including depression, please contact your doctor or healthcare professional. The information provided on the Fertility Warriors podcast does not replace psychotherapy or individual medical advice. It's here for inspiration and an alternative support resource based on life coaching and mind-body strategies that may complement other endeavors. True warriors know that seeking help when they need it is a sign of strength. So take this as your permission slip. For full terms and conditions, visit robinburkin.com/terms-and-conditions. Go gentle with yourself. Bye for now.